A week from Tuesday, Maine primary voters will participate in a historic Democratic experiment. They'll be the first voters in the country to use ranked choice voting in a statewide election. But some voters are eager to test this new system early, and a few of them allowed Maine Public Radio to observe as they ranked candidates in order of preference instead of just picking their favorite. As it turns out, these voters were not nearly as confused by the process of ranked choice voting as they were about a separate ballot question that could determine whether Maine keeps the new system for future elections. Steve Missler has our story.
Come on in, please. Welcome to my home.
That's the herd. Shauna Milliken-Humphrey has sequestered the dogs in the basement for her first attempt at ranked choice voting. A registered Democrat who lives in Hollowell, Humphrey has done some research about the do's and don'ts for this rarely used method of deciding elections. She's checked out the Secretary of State's election page and watched this video tutorial that's been viewed thousands of times on YouTube.
Let's say that blue is your first choice, the person you would most like to see win that elected office.
Humphrey knows from her research that she doesn't have to rank all seven Democratic candidates running for governor, so she's settled on ranking just three. But she's a little torn about who will be her top choice: Attorney General Janet Mills or Augusta lobbyist Betsy Sweet, who also lives in Hollowell.
I think both of them would do a wonderful job. Betsy Sweet is the local choice. She aligns with my values. And I also feel that Janet Mills has a lot of experience and might be a better choice for the overall state. So
Humphrey deliberates out loud before making her final decision.
So I think that is going to be Janet Mills as my first choice, and I think Betsy Sweet is my second choice.
Humphrey's dilemma was shared by Stephen Ferrand,
another
registered Democrat who lives in Freeport. Like Humphrey, Ferrand has a pretty good idea of how ranked choice voting works. When it was on the ballot in 2016, he voted for it, in part because he thinks the system will help avoid the outcomes of the most recent gubernatorial contests.
I regard Paula Page's election and re-election as a real disaster for the state. I don't think it would have happened if we had not had prominent independent candidates.
Supporters of ranked choice voting say its unique tabulation and its requirement that the winner gets at least 50% of the vote will avoid splitting the votes in races with multiple candidates. But as Ferrand mulls his absentee ballot, he finds himself thinking strategically. He says he wants to vote his heart and make Betsy Sweet his top choice, but he worries Sweet may not be as strong a candidate in a statewide race as Janet Mills, his number two choice.
When will that person fall out of the count and then my number two will kick in? How do I deal with that? So it's very complicated.
There's a reason for Ferrand's dilemma. While ranked choice voting is being used on primary day, it won't be used during the gubernatorial election in November because of a Maine Supreme Court decision last year that found it unconstitutional in that contest. That means the split vote factor could be in play during the general election, and that weighs heavily on Ferrand's calculation. After ruminating for a few minutes, Ferrand carefully marks his ballot.
So that is Betsy Sweet for number one.
He marks Mills number two. In total, Ferrand ranks five of the seven Democrats. That's a sharp contrast to Martha Currier, a registered Republican who lives in Augusta. Currier ranked as one of the four GOP gubernatorial candidates, State Senator Garrett Mason. And she says she doesn't have strong feelings about the other three.
I guess I should put some.
You don't have to.
I know I don't have to, but I feel like if I don't, then maybe my second choice, you know, doesn't get in. But at the same time, I'm not crazy about this whole process. So it's tricky.
Currier has never supported ranked choice voting. She voted against it in 2016. She also supports a law the legislature passed last year that would delay the use of ranked choice voting in November's congressional races and potentially repeal the entire system 3 years from now. Humphrey, the registered Democrat from Hollowell, has the opposite view. She wants to keep it. Yet Humphrey and Currier both have trouble with the wording of question one, a ballot measure that will determine whether the legislature's delay and repeal law stands. They both read the question several times.
And then retain the method only if the Constitution is amended by December 1st. Okay, hold on.
We've got to make these things, I think, as complicated as possible.
After a close reading, Humphrey and Currier finally decode the language of question one. Humphrey votes yes to keep ranked choice voting, and Currier votes no. The two women's experience could foreshadow a bigger problem for supporters of ranked choice voting. The ballot question may be intended to save the new system, but confusion over its wording could sink it. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.